We're talking about Minnesota Vikings football. The governor called a special session in a month and change, and we want to know how this benefits those of us who genuinely care about the future of Minnesota Vikings football. So we have invited Lester Bagley, the Vice President of Public Affairs and Stadium Development, to the AT&T store at Eden Prairie Center to explain it to us. Lester Bagley, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks, guys.
He's the owner's right-hand man, and he loves the team like we do.
Love it.
Let's fade the music and fire up the conversation. It's late in the fourth quarter. We just made a play, didn't we?
Absolutely. No, the governor made a play. I mean, he's trying to bring this thing to a head, and we are grateful and appreciative of his leadership, but also all the state leaders that came to the table yesterday and said, all right, how do we sort this out? We want to figure this out. We got to figure this out. Let's do it. So it was a good day. I think the governor set a date for November 21 to bring this thing to a head. Now it's not a certainty, it's not a sure thing on a special session. There's a lot of work to be done, but we're at the table. County's at the table, state's at the table, so we think it's in front of us, and we're excited about it.
Are you excited? It's late in the fourth quarter, you're inside the red zone, you need to make a play, the governor needs to make a play, the state needs to make a play. Here at the AT&T store at Eden Prairie Center, we're catering to the 18 to 34 crowd, which is good for the future of the franchise, the future of really everything. And they want to know what a special session is. Why is this good? I want a stadium. I want my team to stay. Why is all of this good?
Well, in a red zone play, I'd try that crossing pattern to Percy Harvin.
Are you saying that we don't use that enough? Is that
criticism?
No, we're 1-5.
I love them. But no, it's time. It's we've been at this for 10 years. The issues are clear, and now the leadership is stepping up, and it's coming into focus. And the general parameters of the deal are a great site in Arden Hills. The Wilfs came forward with what they've been required and asked to do since they became owners. Come up with a great site. Come up with a local partner and a significant team contribution. The third largest in NFL history, and bring it forward. So the parameters of the deal are: the state's in for $300, the county's in for $350, Ramsey County, and the Vikings are in for the rest. And so what needs to be determined just yet is the source of the state's $300 million contribution.
And I'm going to ask you about that momentarily, but from a team preparation standpoint up to November 21st in this special session, what needs to be done that hasn't been done? Is it just crossing the cliche T's and dotting the proverbial I's?
Well, you recall the dreaded special session state shutdown that we all went through. It was painful for everybody involved.
Hated it.
Yeah, and so did the legislature and the governor. It was very difficult for everyone. So we gave them 5 or 6 weeks of space. But since then we've really been back at it, and we've been out talking to legislators, and there is some good support for Arden Hills, strong support for the site, as well as bringing this thing to a close. So the legislature's there. We've had a framework of an agreement for several months. It's now time to work out those and close those open issues and bring it to a head and bring it to the public and bring it to the legislature so they can kick the tires a little bit, understand it, and then take a vote on it.
Lester Bagley, Minnesota Vikings vice president. He's the owner's right-hand man on everything stadium, special session right in front of Thanksgiving. Hopefully, could provide closure for the stadium conversation, right?
Yeah, that's the hope, I think, and the governor didn't consult with us before he went public with the date, but we, again, are grateful. We do think that this will set the stage here for the resolution of this issue once and for all, and it is in front of us, and our lease, as is expires after the season, so
right.
Special session November 21-23 is well timed.
What if it goes negatively and there's no closure to it and you end the season and the lease is up?
Well, we are that's not going to happen. We're focused on getting it done. We think with the leadership we have now in the state coming together, with the local partner, with the site, with the owners stepping up, putting that third largest NFL contribution on the table, we think we can get it done. So we haven't looked beyond this project. We haven't looked beyond the end of our lease, and So we're hopeful and we're optimistic that this thing is coming together.
NFL NFL representatives in town today meeting with the governor. It's the commissioner's right-hand man, isn't it?
Yeah, Eric Grubman is executive vice president of the NFL. He's a very, very sharp gentleman. He's also with Neil Glatt, who's the senior VP of finance issues. So Eric Grubman is executive vice president, covers business ventures and stadium issues and finance issues for the league. He is meeting with the governor, with the legislative leaders, and some business leaders, and trying to help bring closure, trying to basically making the case that here we are, and this conversation's gone on a long time, and we got to get on the path to a solution. Because there's no doubt that this team will face competition, or this market will face competition for this team.
Yep.
If you let the lease expire. I think that's his message today to our leaders.
Are you channeling your inner Arrowhead? I mean, football fans and Vikings fans listening right now, they know the trips to Arrowhead provide 25,000 parking spots, the most unbelievable tailgating atmosphere in the National Football League. And even when the Chiefs go 2-14, I don't recall them facing blackouts, a very dedicated fan base, not only because of the football team and the history of the football team, but the game day experience at Arrowhead and with Arden Hills. Every time you talk about it or I hear positive things about it, I channel my inner Arrowhead.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an exciting opportunity with a chance to bring back tailgating, that Viking tradition that we've lost a little bit at the Metrodome, that was, you know, grew up with the franchise at Old Met Stadium, and our players are excited about it, and you know if you heard Jared Allen talk about it and just the experience at Arrowhead for him and for our fans is very exciting, something to look forward to. But making it a Viking destination, a year-round place for folks to come. And you can go to the team store, go to the Hall of Fame,
yep.
Restaurants, and some entertainment, and focus on the Vikings, and have come out and watch practice and some of those things in the off season. So we're very, very excited about that game day experience, that Viking destination. This is the best site for the fans because of that game day experience. It's the best site, bar none, in the state for the state and for the fans. And so we're very excited about it.
Pressure's on right now. Are you excited?
Yeah, we're excited because we see. I don't know if it's light at the end of the tunnel or something.
Do you see light at the end of the tunnel?
It could be a train.
Are you feeling optimistic or are you selling hope?
Could be. Jeff says it might be. Jeff Anderson says it might be a train, but we see it something. So, but no, we're
here it comes.
It is.
If it's a exciting train, that would suck. If it's a train that rolls you over November 21st on behalf of the state,
It's happened before.
Yeah, but this is the fourth quarter. I mean, if you turn the ball over in the first quarter or short hop a receiver, we can make plays in the fourth quarter and make it good.
Yeah, no, and that's where we are. We're in position. We're in the red zone, but it is not there, and it's not there yet. We need everybody's help to push it over. And again, grateful to the governor and state leaders for saying, let's get this thing done.
Boy, that referendum would have been an interception, 100-yard touchdown the wrong way, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs, AT&T Store, Eden Prairie Center, right next to the Play Zone. Parents, when you bring your kids out, stop by, take a look at the accessories, buy a phone, meet the beautiful staff. We'll be here until noon with some Vikings here in the final hour. More on that momentarily, chatting with Lester now. You mentioned the pesky state portion, the $300 million. I heard you with Barrero yesterday. You went over some of the options for those who missed it and have not heard it before. What are some of the options?
Yeah, the governor's been very clear that the state is in for $300 million, not a penny more. The $300 million for the state covers the roof at $200 and the roads for $100. So the state's contribution, if you will, covers the roof and the roads, and it makes it a statewide asset that everybody in the state can use. So the $300 million has been out there for months, but what hasn't been determined is the source of those funds. And we have always suggested a user-based financing with the Jersey tax or a lottery scratch-off, Viking-themed lottery. We've suggested basically how every NFL stadium's been done, and said, here, we have to figure out what fits Minnesota, what gets the votes, and how do we get a collaborative solution here. So the options are user-based financing, as I covered. There's Racino, which gets strong public support, popular opinion. is behind Racino Solution. There's a new blocky casino idea out there. Haven't heard a whole lot about that one yet, but that's percolating. Then there's also bonding, like, you know, the capital bonding bill, which you...
We're doing right now.
Well, we are, but in a different way.
Bonding, and it's beautiful.
We're talking about capital bonding, which is more borrowing, you know, using the state's credit rating and to get really low interest rates. And now's the time to do that, invest. So there are plenty of options. There's a charitable gaming solution. There's all kinds of things that are out there. And a lot of options, Lester. A lot of options.
Well, so then November 21st, from the Rue perspective, everybody here and me, could November 21st go, team gives, I think I've heard you guys say 420-ish, something like that. Team gives 4 and change. County gives 3 and change. And then Racino or something slides in $300 million.
Right.
And the whole thing's done November 21st. Ain't no stopping us now. Light at the end of the tunnel. Train dead.
Right, and this Met Council study that we keep dodging obstacles that are put in front of us. But you know our stadium contractor Mortensen Construction, who built the Target Center, built the TCF Bank, built the XL, built the Twins Ballpark. They have said if we can get this issue resolved in November that we can get it open in 2015, and that's been our point. The urgency to get this done, the opportunity to get it done this fall, to create the jobs that we need to create, to prevent it from getting even more costly, and to get it done before our lease expires. And because when the lease expires, the whole dynamic of the discussion changes, and that's why we want it. It's why we're dedicated and committed to get it done.
Do people get too wound up over the potential financial windfall, as it's put, by the ownership group? Because I was always raised to invest money, to make money, and if you have the capital to do something like this and keep a significant fabric, 51-year fabric to the state in the state, that's all part of the deal, man. If you put in a dollar, you want to make money. You want to make $3, $4, $5, $10, $15, $20 off of it.
Yeah, and there's the opposition for sure. They'll throw everything in front of us they can, and they say, "Oh, the Wilfs are just going to make a bunch of money on this deal, and this, you know, fear mongering and class warfare and all this stuff." This brings out the best and the worst in people when they put obstacles in front of us. But in reality, it is a fairly thin deal in terms of return on investment, but the potential is there, and this is why the Wilfs are willing to make this significant investment of $420+ million, is because the opportunity to have that tailgating and that control our destiny and have that opportunity at that site. But there's also some private development there. There's a parking scenario where we get 20,000 parking spaces and
nice.
And so those opportunities give the Wilfs the comfort level that they need to make that significant investment, the third largest investment in NFL history.
We are channeling our inner Arrowhead 9 to noon on the Fan with Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs for the Minnesota Vikings. Governor called a special session. At first blush, a rube like me thinks that rocks. I was at the facility yesterday after Leslie's press conference writing and cutting the Vikings Derby down on the Vikings Entertainment Network, and all of this started to pop up, and it was a privilege being behind the scenes, seeing how fast everybody worked to get that 3 o'clock thing together, the 2:15 release, get today set up and everything. And it had a level of excitement and intensity to it. And, you know, you guys have been on the grind here for a long time with this.
Long time.
And from the Rue perspective, I'm not going to go tapping on shoulders to see exactly what's going on. It's not my place when I'm behind the scenes. But I got excited. And I think a guy like me and people like us here at the AT&T store, we have reason to get excited over this special session, don't we?
Absolutely. And again, that's why we're grateful to the leadership by the governor to say, you know, it's not a done deal, it's not a certainty, but nothing drives a decision like a deadline. He said, let's put it out there.
Yep.
Let's put the stake in the ground. We got 5 weeks. This thing can come together pretty quickly, because the issues are clear and they've been debated endlessly. So now it's time to roll up some sleeves and show some leadership and hammer this out and secure this team for the next generation and lock it in and let's get on with the real important things in our state that our state leaders have to deal with. So I think there's that sense too, is that it's time to deal with it. Get it off the plate.
Yes.
And move it forward so we can get on with it.
Joe, Lester's good. Text Russo, Creasel, and Florio and let them all know we're running 4 minutes late. How many people at the AT&T store want a new Viking stadium? Make noise. Yes, we do. Channel that inner Arrowhead. Channel Heinz Field. And Quester, CenturyLink, whatever it's called. Lester, what's our biggest hurdle?
Well, it's the short time frame. I mean, 5 weeks may sound like a long time, but you know, we got five leaders. We got House and Senate, mm-hmm. Republicans and Democrats. Those four caucus leaders, and then the governor. So they have those five leaders, and they all have different views on how to pull this together. So getting consensus from those leaders on the $300 million will be job one, and then we got to get out and explain it, because we can't just drop it on it and say, yep, here it is. We need to take some time to vet the proposal, to explain it to the public, to the legislature. I think there's a good support again for getting this thing done in the legislature, but they need to know the details, and so we need that time to get out and sell, if you will, or market the solution once we arrive at it.
How excited is Ziggy?
Well, he's excited, and this has been a long battle for him too, and there's been plenty of frustration along the way, but he's fairly reserved, and he's a big picture guy. He's talking to Coach Frazier and the football guys about the team, but this is our number one business priority. So he's excited because we've gotten leadership at the state level. All five of the caucus leaders, he's met with all of them in the last couple of weeks, and each one of them have told him directly that it's time to resolve this, and we want to resolve this, and we love the Vikings, and we've got to get this done, keep the team here long term, and the Wilfs have been good owners. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is coming through in these meetings. Our state leaders appreciate the Wilfs and what they've done, not threatened to leave. Not threatened to move the team, but committed and invested in this team and invested in our community. So good owners, this is the right ownership, the right situation, and let's get it done now.
Anything else we need to know before we say goodbye?
No, but thank you for everything.
Cool, man.
And we'll always appreciate your help and the opportunity to talk to you on the air. It's relaxed. It's always nice to get a nice verbal hug from KFAN, and Paul Allen. Because this has been a long battle, and nice to see you. Thank you.
Ponder or McNabb, and why?
Going the bullpen. I'm going Jeff Anderson on that.
All righty. Make a play inside the red zone, all right?
All right, brother.
Lester Bagley's been busting his booty on this thing for many years, and we can see light at the end of the tunnel. Channel your inner.